This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a philosophy professor who's traded his trombone for a flute. But first, whether or not Joel and Ethan Coen's film No Country for Old Men wins one of the 8 Oscars for which it's been nominated, the brothers have become the first siblings ever to share a nomination for Best Director. The film's based on Cormac McCarthy's novel of the same name, featuring an assassin who administers his own brand of justice to anyone he encounters.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Sir?
The most you ever lost on a coin toss.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it.
Call it,
yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Since 1984, the Coen brothers have made more than 12 movies, including Raising Arizona, Fargo, and The Big Lebowski. The brothers grew up in an academic family in suburban Minneapolis and made their first films as adolescents with a small Super 8 camera they bought with money they made by mowing lawns. They got friends to star in short, earnest remakes of some of their favorite old movies. When they got a chance to make their own films, critics noticed that they seemed to fill the screen with absurdities, blood, and money that was up for grabs.
At one point, we noticed we'd done a number of movies that had a kidnapping at its center. Mm-hmm. I guess they're just certain kinds of plot situations which ramify in ways that are pleasing to us or interesting to us in terms of, you know, writing a story.
And if you kind of gravitate towards crime stories as we do, you know, money's usually involved. Just the skeletons of crime stories tend to resemble each other.
When you talk about the appeal of crime stories, is the identification always with the victim or the perpetrator? Is there a part of us, and maybe you, the filmmaker, that invites the intellectual exercise of figuring out how to get away with something?
I think that's part of the fun in crime stories. It's also almost a, you know, often remarked and commonly sort of held opinion that the villains are often the more interesting characters in these kinds of stories, or at least are as interesting. We've tended in the past to make most of our villains numbskulls, which I think is a more accurate reflection of reality.
We think of the guys in Fargo, certainly.
That isn't the case with No Country for Old Men, but yeah. Part of your reaction as an audience member is you do want, often in crime stories, you do want the perpetrators to get away with it.
By the way, that was Joel Coen speaking first, then Ethan, then Joel again. In a business famous for rivalry and backbiting, come to think of it, what business isn't, the Coen brothers are known for their seamless working relationship. Not even that they can finish each other's sentences. Actors and crew members say they often alternate sentences to tell the same story, like the one about having what amounted to an infant corral on Raising Arizona.
Yeah, the movie involved quintuplets, 5 babies, about a year old, either side of a year old. And, you know, in working with babies, when they don't feel like performing, you have to be able to move out the one that's not performing and move in a substitute. So we had a total of 15 children to play, you know.
15 children to play 5 babies.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It was a baby pit, really.
It was a carpeted pit.
And the parents sort of sat around the perimeter in this. And every now and then we would
reach into the pit to bring out you just grab a limb and haul out a new baby.
Our big problem was we were dealing with babies that were just at the sort of cusp of walking, and we only wanted crawlers. When one of them would actually manage to get up on his hind legs and totter around the set, that's when we fired them.
Parents' reaction to that was like emotionally complicated, as you can imagine.
With their 4 individual Oscar nominations this year, the Coen brothers have tied the record for most nominations in the same year, a record that Orson Welles established with Citizen Kane. And once again, Roderick James has been nominated for film editing on No Country for Old Men. He's kind of a mystery man who's edited all the Coen brothers' films, yet has never worked for another director. Roderick James has never been seen at the Oscars, the Polo Club Lounge, the Beverly Hills AA meeting, or any other Hollywood hangout. Is Roderick James some sort of recluse, or is he another Coen brothers production?
Yeah, I don't know what you'd describe the relationship as close, but
what can you tell us about it?
He's old.
Must be in his late 80s now. He lives in Sussex in England.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He's a cantankerous old fart.
And if you win the Oscar, do you intend to bring Roderick James up there to join you?
He was nominated once before for Fargo, so we do go back with him. And they the Academy asked that question because you're not allowed to accept by surrogate.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember how we resolved it then, since Roderick James doesn't travel, and they haven't asked now, so I don't quite know what we're going to do.
Well, congratulations to him, too. I'm sorry he couldn't join us for this interview.
We'll pass it along.
Ethan and Joel Cohn, speaking from their office in New York. Their latest film, No Country for Old Men, has been nominated for 8 Oscars overall. The brothers and Roderick James have been nominated for 4.